Yay!
Hey, wow. Once again.
Can we put some more people in here?
Yes.
Well, it's a bro cozy.
Settle in.
The black
guy. Can I sit here with you?
You can sit next to me.
I don't think I have a choice.
You really don't. We can all be friends. All
right.
Welcome to the show, Tenacious D.
Yes, finally. You. Somebody of serious caliber. We had fucking Steven Tyler in here the other day, and before that...
Of course he did.
We sucked.
Yeah.
But now we're on fire. I think you came because Steven Tyler's on, and you knew that we were next.
That is, not the case.
Right. Well,
but, you know, I loves me some toys in the attic.
Appreciate your
honesty. All of the things that you learn.
Yeah, when you
reference.
When you reference, like, a really old album, you're kind of saying something.
KG, your titty's sticking out.
Okay.
It's like it's actually like,
have you seen our poster?
I have to say, though, dude, when someone calls your chest, your man chest, a titty, them's fighting words.
Whoa. I'm not fighting anyone
with
tats.
He's basically saying...
Yeah, well, tats make it.
And facial hair.
Tats make the man?
Yeah.
Not tits, tats.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me last night that they were attracted to bearded people with tattoos.
They're out there.
Wow. Yeah.
That was a conversation killer.
I had sex with them.
Good.
I feel like that's the only thing you do when someone says that.
That's right. Shock the monkey.
You guys are, you don't seem like you're rich.
Why is that? Because of my,
your t-shirt. I'm just gonna keep going at
are
the
you
t-shirt.
Are you gonna keep going at the t-shirt?
Just a couple more.
I already feel a little self-conscious now.
I feel like you did that on purpose.
What if I rub,
to me,
rub
that's it. Man cleavage.
It's about 100 degrees out in the valley. So.
It is hot. It is hot. Yeah.
What I do play down my riches. But I'm no, you know, I'm no Jack Black.
You don't have unlimited funds.
Do you make jokes at Jack for being more famous than you?
Yes.
Jack, what do you say?
I take it to heart. It hurts when people joke about my richness.
What?
It really stings.
Ouch. All the way to the bank. All the way to the bank.
Wait, now you're saying...
Cage, if you did have unlimited funds, I don't think your wardrobe would be any different.
No,
you'd
really
still be wearing the cut-off t-shirt.
The real reason is it's depressing to, and you probably, when you're a little heavy.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you try stuff. Is there a bigger size?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not going to die heavy.
No?
No, you don't, like, you know, I mean, you're not fat enough to die from being fat.
You're not morbidly obese.
I don't know that. My blood may be barely reaching my
heart.
But
that's not because you're fat. That's just because you got bad blood.
Oh.
No, well, Kyle's got good blood.
I'm saying if you did, if you were,
I have dreams. I have dreams of a slender.
I just want to paint the picture for those people that can't see right now. Cage is wearing a triple XL Columbus, Ohio t-shirt.
It's only double.
But he's gone ahead and cut off the sleeves and the neck so that it's extra comfy and wide for the neck and armholes.
I know. My mom, she goes insane.
Why do you cut your shirts?
And usually when you cut off the neck part, so you have a bigger neck hole, you use that as a headband for a while, and it's great comedy.
I do. And it matches perfectly.
I used to do that.
But, Cage, you know...
Good company.
It was in 1984.
I think, you know, you and I have been fighting. We've been fighting against the bulge for years now. We've been saying, this is the year. We're going to get skinny.
Yeah.
I'm going to get skinny before you. No, no.
Jack, is it weird that you're not the usual Hollywood buffness? Because we've been looking at really tight asses in Hollywood, and you weren't on the list.
I've been fat for years, and it's not weird. This is the norm now. You know, this is just Jack, fat Jack. But I've made peace with it. I'm pretty happy with my girth.
You've got girth.
And I think a lot of the fat does go to my cock, and I don't want to shrink that. So I just assume
it's like big tits on fat ladies. Because did you know that everybody has big tits now? Like, the ratio of tits in the world have gone up.
Right.
And I was like, how's that possible? I thought maybe because we love big tits, even though we don't usually like big tits, we just look at you because you've got big tits, and then we decide that whether you're hot or not, it was just sort of an alarm or a bell, like, hey, look at my tits kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I thought that women willed their boobs to get bigger so that we would be attracted to them. But then Josh over here, who fingers his ass on a regular basis, he told me that no. It's because everyone's getting fatter.
People are getting fatter,
and the
therefore
fat
tits
is
are
making
getting
their
larger
tits fat.
Yeah,
interesting.
That's the first thing that goes.
That's good science. How do you know they're not fake titties? That's bringing up the average. Okay, I hate to be the scientist of the group.
I think natural boobs are getting larger.
This is a natural boob conversation.
I don't believe this is a real scientific study.
The average used to be a B cup, and now it's a C cup, from 20 years ago.
Scientists.
I believe it.
It's just like, yeah, like people have gotten taller. They used to be all munchkins, right?
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, cavemen were all tiny.
Well, hang on a minute. They were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I thought somebody said that back in prehistoric times that those were the toughest men in the world and they would beat up UFC fighters.
That's true, too.
That wasn't the cavemen, that was the Spartans.
Yeah, no, the 300 were probably like 5'3".
Oh, well, then I'm not intimidated by them at all.
The most defined abs you could imagine. Great facial hair, but 5'2", 5'3".
Wow. I'm not scared of them at all.
Wow. It was like an army of pygmy tough
men. That is so short.
You can tell from the architecture back then, right? The doorways are really short.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why England's so little.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Because it's old.
Yeah.
I always wondered about that.
The suits of armor are always a giveaway.
Yeah.
They're little suits.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Does that mean that they had little penises? Good question. Huh?
Well, it's actually supposedly since you don't actually have a bone in your dick, it doesn't have anything to do with the size. Like 7-foot NBA guys could still have like 6-inch dicks.
Oh, and that's,
so it's possible
and that means
that proportionally human dicks are just getting smaller and
is
smaller.
Is the hands and feet thing a myth?
It is.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. No, you know how you can figure it out. Shaq, you look at the old statues from ancient times, the 2,000, the 4,000-year-old Greek statues.
Mm-hmm. They were great-looking men.
But, you know, there were some little nubbins on the cock area.
They were
you very
nubbins.
Rarely see a big long dong silver on those Greek statues.
Well, supposedly that they thought that the attractive cocks back then were the little ones.
Yeah.
Which is just to show you that they weren't consoling.
Like when fat chicks were hot.
Right. Exactly.
I remember that.
Rubenesque.
Exactly.
Did you know fat chicks had to be fat so that they stayed alive?
Is that right?
Yeah. It was just a survival mechanism.
Yeah.
Now you can be skinny and live.
That's right.
Right. Like women can do that. They can be really skinny and just live for years.
Dude, we're gonna live right through all these upcoming famines.
Yeah.
We're not gonna miss a beat.
I personally prefer a little extra cushion.
Why?
In my woman. Because of the thwackada thwackada. Are you familiar with that phenomenon?
Please explain.
Well, it's a sound that happens during the art of lovemaking.
It's got something to do with the testicles.
Thwackada. Well, there's thwackada. There's the ball thwack, but there's also the ass flack.
I'll go with that.
I thought that was the insurance company.
It's not just the insurance company.
Punch him in the dick.
Oh, come on. That was good.
It's also sounds of cheeks on inner thigh. Oh, God.
We were talking about your movie before you came in, and somebody was telling me that your movie didn't do that good, and I said, that's a fucking lie. It's the greatest movie I've ever seen.
No.
I watched it 1 million times.
Thanks, man.
Wow. Is that some...
Now, did you see it in the theater, though?
Well, I've seen them.
See, that was the problem.
No,
you know, it bounces around cable and DVDs, but where the rubber meets the road is that opening weekend. In fact, that's the whole movie business. If you don't hit it opening weekend.
Because you want, will you do it again?
Will we do another, a dequel?
Yes.
Oh, you fucking. Will we do a dequel? We won't do
it. Of course, I would love to.
You've got the name for it.
We're not going
to
be making...
Oh, Jack's too big to do it with you?
No. No, it's just a question of getting the money to make it. Like, we got $10 million to make that movie. I don't think we would be able to get $10 million to make another one because...
Yeah, but we all know.
You know, the
recession.
The best comedy.
But also, the people that pay for movies, they're very savvy and they don't want to do a risky investment.
Dude, let's go
they
on
don't
that.
See the,
what
the
about if you put Will Smith's kids in it?
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of genius right there.
Thank you.
I don't know, dude. Anchorman, they had to pull tooth and nail to get that shit together, and that one made a lot of money. Mm. And
really?
Anchorman 2, they didn't want to make it. And look at that cast.
Well,
they got Steve Carell. Mm-hmm. Steve Carell.
$1 million.
Who else?
Steve Will Carell Ferrell. Was also in, yeah.
Will Ferrell was great.
So you got
Dave
Saggy Eye Tall Guy.
Saggy Eye Tall
Guy.
He doesn't demand
very good
salary.
Paul Rudd.
Rudd. And he keeps on giving, doesn't he?
And they squeezed him down to like
Benicio
tiny...
del Toro was in it.
No, he wasn't.
They're making it, though. Did you hear? They're going to make Anchorman 2, but they're not going to have the budge. It's going to be like a tighter budge.
It's going to be a shit one.
Very funny.
Wait, Speed 2?
Mostly badass.
Right, because so many of them weren't famous the first time around, so everybody's price tag went up.
That's right. But they're doing it for the love of the game.
Yeah, that's what I would like to
see. Everyone's making minimum wage on that.
So we could do it, but we would have to, like, go non... You know what sucks is that sometimes you'll see a really bitchin' movie... For like $100,000 they spent on it, like Another Earth was a movie I saw that was a crazy sci-fi movie. Mm-hmm. Cost them $100,000. And I go, oh, shit, man, let's go make a movie for $100,000. Mm. Problem is, that was non-union. So oh, yeah. You can do it.
You got to pay the mafia.
But then if you're in the union and you go non-union,
yeah.
You get kicked out of the union.
Yeah, your name is
And bad. I'm not going to do a non-union
that
movie.
That risk it, Jackson,
really.
Worth it.
So really, the cheapest you can do it, that's the fucked up thing. You go non-union, you can make a great movie for $100,000. And then the cheapest, shittiest movie you can make for union yeah. jumps up to like $5 million.
Yeah.
That's What's that mean. Gap is crazy.
Then just go non-union, be a scab. Go yeah. crazy.
He's Jack Black.
Fuck you, man. I'm with the union.
The moral corruption of that? What about those union
I'm with
people?
Bruce Springsteen and the union.
Yeah. Oh, the boss.
He's a tough guy.
Yeah, because otherwise we made a movie for like $3,000. I mean, it can be done.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but our movie was really bad.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Let's take a look at it.
You would appreciate it. I would like to believe, I've always said, because I'm the greatest radio person of all time that ever yeah. lived, that the only reason that I am the best is because you got paid millions of dollars to be in movies.
Yeah.
Because if you wanted to do this stupid job, you could do it and you would destroy.
Nah,
I'm not saying you
know,
wouldn't be a great co-host.
That's a very, there's a nice compliment.
I didn't say this today. When
microphone.
I knew, have I always said that, Michael?
Many times.
Many times. Years wow. before you came in.
Dude, it would have been, that's very, that's very flattering.
I'd be Thank terrified you. If I heard tomorrow, hey, SiriusXM's Joe Blackshaw, I'd be like, fuck!
Yeah.
I was almost the champ! And it was just taken from underneath me.
I don't know, dude.
You don't know. You
Things
don't know.
Are slowing down in the movie biz for me personally.
Stay the
so
fuck away from my life.
Yeah, exactly.
Just that you can ruin us whenever you like.
I'll be knocking on your door pretty soon.
Hey, this is Jack Black on the Fuck 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 Show. See? I knew it.
I already came up with it. I'm the Fuck 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 Show.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the name of your movie?
The Woodsman.
The Woodsman.
Oh, yeah. Not the one with Kevin Bacon. It's a different
I was going to say, okay, I think I've heard of that.
Okay, no.
Exactly. That
he
was
plays
about
a child molester, I believe.
Yeah.
This is on this one, I play a man who's from the outback. He's a wild man in the outback. He has a massive erection and a snake hanging out of his ass. And he murders people in all kinds of really uncalled for
ways. Is this a docudrama? Is this a real...
There's no donkeys in it. It's a good movie, though. We also have a band as well. This is a similarity that we're going to discuss later
so
on.
So you're going to spaghetti.
Did you do the soundtrack for The Woodsman?
Yes, we did, Jack Black. Yes.
And is the band called The Woodsman?
No, it's not.
Hit me with the band name, please.
Death, Death, Die.
Death, Death, Die. I like a band name with two deaths.
Yeah. Right?
A lot of people died.
Here in show, we happen to have a couple of
CDs.
Oh, man.
Just happened to be
check them. We didn't bring any prezzies.
The DVD's in there, too, of The Woodsman.
Sure.
Sweet.
You get the DVD,
25-year anniversary, that one.
Yeah,
wow, thank you.
25 years. But speaking of albums, the album Rise of the Phoenix came out yesterday.
I thought you never mentioned it.
It just came
what
out.
A segue, Josh. Yeah.
Well, I'm the master.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you think? Did you listen?
I did. I just took a listen to it yesterday. I mean, because I played your first album so much when it came out in 2001.
He's not lying.
I'm so psyched. This is the best thing you've
Thanks,
done since.
Hey, you know what? Before you say anything, before you give it a review, really listen to it like 4, 5, 6 more times. Let it sink in, soak in it, marinate in it.
I
already said
that.
It was the best thing.
I know he said that, but
I've only heard one song. I got the CD last night and my car's stereo broke, so I didn't get to listen to it. But
that
I
sounds
song.
Like a fucking dog ate his homework.
Like I said, Jack.
That does not sound like a real
I don't
excuse.
Lie.
Yeah.
I don't lie.
Okay.
But no, really? You want me to lie?
Wait, so the power of our CD literally
exploded my CD player, yes.
Well, that's a good
that's
review.
A high compliment.
But I did hear one song, and the song that I did hear, all I can say is you have, I always knew you could sing, but you've raising the vocal bar.
I did. Mm. I took it up a notch.
Once again, your licks are phenomenal.
So wait a second. It must have been the first song on the album. You wouldn't have skipped ahead.
It was.
Right.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Straight in.
Rise of the
getting
Phoenix.
Getting up there. Getting up there.
Were you cranking
trying to get
it?
Up there. Of course I was cranking it.
I did try to
trying
get up there.
Trying to get that fucking, you're wailing. That wail going. I like that.
Yes.
We don't want to fuck with you, but we do want to show you that we can hang.
All right.
And I think that that someday in the near future, maybe in 5 years from now, that our paths will cross, and we will reminisce about this conversation right now.
Yeah, so be it. You mean someday on the road?
I thought you were going to want to open
death,
for
death
us.
Die,
I think we could open for you.
Yeah,
we sold out the joint several times.
Really?
Oh yeah, we're big. We're number one metal album in Canada.
Holy shit!
We could actually. We're nothing to fuck with.
But we're talking about. The joint in Vegas.
Yes.
Yes.
Not in Canada.
That's a pretty large room.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So you're huge in Canada and Vegas.
Yes, we're big in the joint
in those two places.
Can I ask what the ratio was male to female fans?
Why would you ask that? You bastard.
I don't know. I just have a. I'm just testing out a theory in my brain, and I just
fuck you, sword fight champion. Come on, what else? What are you guys? What are you pulling at the Tenacious D?
Well, our ratio is not. Yeah, our ratio is sausage to donuts.
Yeah, what is the ratio? Have you done a study?
Good. It's not good. Yeah.
You can't remember?
Probably.
It's escaping you?
It's probably a good 5 to 8 to 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
But there are ladies
5 to 1? 5 to 1's not bad. I thought it was going to be over 10 to 1.
There's some ladies there.
Well, because the dudes dragged them like cavemen.
Yeah. That's what we get.
Yeah,
that's
really funny. Come on. Jesus.
Yeah, we get a bunch of pissed off wives in the corner that are looking at us like, why do you like this guy?
You know, sometimes the ladies will come because they'll know. They'll be easy pickings because the ratio is so good for them.
Right.
They'll find some cute guys and not a lot of competition.
Yeah.
No, there's no cute guys that come to work.
No.
Do you go with? Do you have like a Cookie Monster voice? Do you go with that kind?
No. I'm a really bad James Hetfield.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got a bit of the Cookie Monster.
I would say, what do people? Someone said, would I say I'm like the biggest compliment I had was the Doors and Jim Morrison and James Hetfield, and I was like, you're higher than I've ever been in my life. But I would like to say, I would like to just. State that again, just so you can. You know what? I've got it. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, yeah, please. Let's check it out.
I'll give you a dash. What one should I give them, Michael?
The best one.
Michael's the guitarist.
Wait a second. I'd like to hear the first song from this album.
Okay, great.
The title track. I want to hear "Death, Death, Die," please.
Certainly, I believe we can do that.
I can see what he's saying.
You know why? I always feel like the band's going to put their best foot forward. That's why whenever I go out for Chinese. I get the first thing on the menu in every category because I think they're putting their best dish up in the front.
Well, if it's named after the restaurant too.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get
it's the Kung Pao Palace.
I just go for the biggest number when it's like 7 surprise or like the 13 special or something. Like they've clearly thrown everything they've got at this dish.
That's right.
I just got it all in there. You can take your pick of the bits you like and the bits you don't. Death, death, die. Tenacious D in the house. Here we go.
This is Tenacious D, listening to Death, Death, Die.
Thank you. Well, see, you're better than me. I know it.
We could just imagine your faces. Maybe then.
That's not me. That's a girl.
Who's that?
Just want to clarify.
Wait, the very first voice on the album is not you.
Yeah.
Okay, you saving it.
We're geniuses.
Now I'm thinking there might be some women in the audience. Yeah.
Whoa. I love it.
It's already my favorite band.
Yeah. Here we go.
Wow.
We believe in milking intros.
I hope there's no other
song.
That's a good taste.
Oh my God.
You had me at
Death, Death, Die.
Yeah.
Well, you hear that a lot.
Right out of the gate.
When it went into the Zeppelin-ist.
I didn't think
what are you talking about? We made that riff up from scratch.
Death, Death, Die is a band without influence.
It's tremendous.
That's tremendous. Have you guys ever played any festivals?
No, because we have a job.
Have you?
We played SRH Fest one time.
So, have you ever opened for anyone?
I've got brain damage. Did we?
Unwritten Law opened for us last time.
Yeah, you guys are strictly headliners.
Yeah, that's we are pretty much. So. We sell it out every time. We're like a really shitty in our own lunchbox Metallica.
It seems like you guys would be a good opener for like Metalocalypse.
We're better than them.
Dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've gone too far.
Yeah, no, we're not better than Metalocalypse.
But do you guys spend a lot of time thinking about what t-shirt you're going to wear?
I do.
Yeah, me too. Like I'm really stressing because we're about to go out on the road like next week. And I have not settled on what my wardrobe will be.
I disagree. You have thought a lot about that.
Cage has put more thought in. Don't let him fool you.
Yeah, you're not fooling me. Okay. That is a designer t-shirt.
I designed it myself.
No, that's a great... Kyle has great style.
He does.
I don't have a real... And I was thinking, what do you think about this plan? I'm just going to bring like 100 white t-shirts on the tour.
So you're like
and every night I'll fucking design one myself with the Sharpies. Wow.
Remember when James Hetfield had eat fuck on and he put just white duct tape on his guitar and just wrote on a marker eat fuck? What? What do you want to give him fucking t-shirt? Oh, my, right, this is my biker gang, Wolf Knives.
Give me Wolf Knives. Thanks, man.
Wow.
All right. See? That's one night. That's one night on an afternoon.
One night. You've got to get it. If you do that, you've got to give me a photo.
All right. All right. Done.
Damn, that's going to go a long
strong.
Way with me.
Done.
That is strong.
All right.
It's my biker gang. I don't have any friends. I just ride by myself.
Very.
And plus, dude, double XL. They knew. They thought ahead.
Well, you know, you can cut that
although
up,
sometimes on a bad day, Cage goes triple XL.
Yeah. That's the problem is when double XL isn't big enough, then you got to look at yourself.
Really? The depression starts when XL isn't big enough because it's like, okay, this is extra fat. Well, and it's like, I need bigger than that.
Yeah. Large, you go, well, extra large should be big enough, right? I mean, I'm extra large.
Some people feel shitty when they go to large. I used to be medium. Because medium's regular, right? Medium?
Yeah, you're medium.
Now you're large.
I find if I wear a smaller t-shirt, I look less fat.
Right, because it squeezes it in like a
Benji
girdle.
Madden taught me that.
Yeah,
you can hide your fat with a medium. If I wear a large, it's like it looks like you know when chicks have big tits, and you can't tell whether they have a gunt or not because the boobs are so big that the t-shirt doesn't go back in to show whether they have an in. It's just a blob of sort of a Star Jones thing.
Yeah,
I am sure she's a nice lady. This is a medium.
Yeah,
so that it goes down my physique. If I have a large one, it's sort of like a tenting thing where you might get the illusion that there's a belly under there. And I work very hard, and I'll be damned if you think that.
What's your feeling about the cushion when it comes to the ladies? Do you like a little extra?
I don't like supermodel skinny.
Oh, okay.
But I would definitely
you like
sleep.
Them skinny.
I would definitely sleep with the supermodel.
Right.
But I would. I like a rounder.
You don't want any jiggly. You want no cottage cheese.
I have varieties of spice of life for me.
Right.
But the ultimate ass for me is actually a really tight, like almost man aerobics ass.
Okay.
I'm pretty good.
Why did you point at me when you said that?
Because you don't have a tight aerobics ass.
No,
I
know.
You pointed out what's her name?
Who did I point out?
The ass that we were just talking about today that I found out the greatest ass that I want to bang.
Was that Jamie Eason, the fitness model?
Get a photo and show these people immediately.
I was just talking about some dude that Rob Schneider talked to on a beach one time.
I had sex with my dream girl. I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like different things.
I hear you. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
No.
Different strokes for different folks.
To each his own.
What about you?
Me personally, I like to get lost in that ass.
You're talking about extra skin or like a tightness of explosion of fat?
Well, with the thwackata comes extra skin. And
I expected that from the sound that you're making.
An extra jiggle.
Pop on the way
and also just an overall warmth that covers not just the balls, but it just like you are in a wigwam of flesh.
Oh, yeah. Would you be able to discuss the biggest?
No.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So there's two versions of your guys's...
Really?
Way over.
Wow. Impressive.
Look at that.
That's the kind of ass that I
My. Who's that?
Jamie Eason.
She's cute.
She is.
Oh, she's cute.
Her arms are a little manly, but that's not something I'm into.
Yeah.
I would like to see if she could win, you know?
Is she a wrestler?
No. Either way, she would lose.
Did you ever see, who's that dude that wrestled the ladies? The genius?
Andy Kaufman?
Yeah.
He actually really fights women. I have an event called Ellis Manias where I have boxing fights.
It's my tribute to Andy Kaufman.
Really?
No, not really. It's not a setup. It's not fake. He has a real boxing fight with women.
Wow.
And he's lost.
No.
4-1.
5-1.
Boxing is like another level up, though. I mean, he never boxed. He only wrestled.
If he boxed, he probably would have lost even worse.
Right.
We're the future, Jack. We're not going to go
boxing. It's like, then you're actually punching a woman in the face.
Getting punched by women in the face.
Oh my god!
No. Yeah. One time he beat a woman.
Really?
Yeah, he punched her in the face so many times that she
god.
Stopped. Oh, it was hilarious.
God. Oh no!
We hoisted him.
Oh no!
Oh yeah!
It's too horrible.
No, it's because you don't understand.
She agreed to it. It was.
She's a porn star. She's been hit in the face all her life.
I don't know, guys.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't know if I can get behind this this whole
thing. You've got to watch it. You don't understand how uncoordinated he is. I'm extremely fair.
I'm giving back my backstage pass to Death Death Die.
Josh, you're fine.
V versus Eddie Woman is a fair fight. Okay. I promise you.
He can't ride a bicycle. He can't bounce a basketball. He's not very talented.
You're all for equal rights. That's what you're saying.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Women should have the right to fight a man one time in their life, and I'm the right man.
You are the man.
Do you offer some kind of a cash prize to the winner?
No. We don't have any money.
It's just for
we're
pride.
We're on radio.
It's for pride, okay. Purely. Yeah.
Once again, as I said before,
I'm
not threatened by Jack Black because I know he'll never come to radio.
Have you ever ended up dating one of the women that you bludgeoned?
No, sadly.
Okay.
No.
You kind of dated one of them before. Briefly dated. Like, very briefly dated.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that one night.
Like, 15-minute
dated. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the one you beat gave you a hand job.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
I guess that counts as dating.
Oh, my God.
He didn't finish, though, Jack.
Oh, God.
It was a complicated situation. We don't have time to get into the story, but I was entirely justified.
Oh, okay. If you want to hide it, then I'm going to tell the story.
I'm impressed with your stamina.
He went to a porn party convention, and they took him into a bathroom to jack him off, and she got two of her friends, so three of them jacked him off at the same time.
Oh, my God.
And then it didn't work out for him. He sort of got a little shy halfway through. In his defense, they were talking about how cute some of the other girls' shoes were while they were jacking him.
It threw my vibe off. I was freaking out. Yeah, it was not in this.
Your vibe was thrown off. Yeah.
Was there a fair amount of lubricant being thrown around?
No, they were spitting all over the place.
They were spitting a little bit. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Right? I know, it's ridiculous. They were spitting
like,
and he didn't.
Sounds like heaven and hell at the same time. There was humiliation, but also... Yeah. So you there was no happy ending.
Oh, there was. He went to Popeye's.
There was a Popeye's off
in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is one of my great
memories.
Are
still fresh.
He's a real man. Real man jacket in Popeye's.
That's a rare treat though. The three ladies working on the pole.
I've got that story almost, at least in my.
But
bank.
They were taking turns. It wasn't like there was enough pole for all three of them to be working at the same time.
No, all three of them got hands on the shaft at the same time.
And what?
Working together.
Okay,
but no, we didn't one hold the balls and one stroked it and one did dirty talk.
One let me feel her boob.
Oh, that's right.
The balls and one got the chest.
One person was just a boob. One was a hired boob.
Okay, and they weren't paying enough attention to you, though. They were, like, talking
to
each
other. No,
they
were off in their own world talking about shoes and prices and shit.
So
I felt, like, I wasn't even there. I felt invisible.
That's why you weren't able to come to completion.
Exactly.
Yeah, there was no full release because
fried chicken. He comes
all
every time.
That it would have taken is if they would have just focused and just made noises like oh look at that.
Literally, that noise might have sent me over the edge.
Yeah,
that skull could have been all.
But because instead of that, it was just rev. Hey, so did you see the new pair of Pumas that I got? That it just. But you remained stiff.
I was stiff the entire time.
But it was
never.
Speaking
never
of new stuff, did you see the new Tenacious D album that just came out?
Yes, good segue.
Whoa,
I'm sorry.
Professional.
Rise of the Phoenix. Yeah.
Let me ask you guys, because we
put
got
over here.
We got the uncensored and the censored version, and we only had one day to check it out, so we each took one or the other. I listened to the censored version. I've been led to believe that they're like almost two completely different albums. The covers are significantly different.
Yes.
They
yes.
are. Why did we do that? I don't even understand.
Why did we do that?
Well, yeah.
We had to? Yeah, because the dirty version, they wouldn't sell it in certain places. We needed to... We were doing it for the people that
the
had
children.
The children and the religious people that also wanted a taste, but not the full taste.
But we did. We didn't bleep it out or anything. We came up with all new lyrics.
We did the exact opposite. We made a radio edit of a song called Fuck Your Face.
Wow.
It's almost unlistenable.
Wow.
Yeah. That's strong. Sometimes bleeps are stronger.
It's a song about fucking somebody's face, Jack.
Let's hear it.
One to three, four. You get the gist.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like I said, Jack.
Powerful.
KJ.
pretty powerful.
Very similar. Someday down the path, I believe we, our roads will cross once again.
The weird thing is this, I was thinking this could be our next album.
Fuck you.
Feel free.
You can actually pull it off. I know, we don't care. Go ahead.
I'd be honored if you just released that.
Yeah, don't say anything about us at all.
Take the movie, too.
Could we do that? Not even the...
Well, you'd have to
not
maybe,
even replace the vocals.
Maybe just yeah, say replace some of the vocals. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
but it does have. If we were to go this way,
yeah,
you could do it.
So it's like a black raven that's also a ninja. Is that what I'm seeing there?
Yeah, I invented that because I was high. Ninja flying eagles. That's like an eagle that has ninjas that throw throwing stars. It's like a warbird.
Yeah,
man,
you are combining your two favorite things:
ninjas and eagles.
And that looks like a black eagle. Is there such a thing as a black eagle?
Yeah, yeah. That's when he gets really angry. He goes black.
It's actually like a ninja. Chameleon of anger. Yeah.
It's actually the suit. You know, ninjas wear black suits.
Of course.
That's that's an eagle jumpsuit. It's very tight.
The eagle's wearing his ninja suit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's ready to kick some ass.
Man, you were high.
I really was.
You guys also have a tour. To begin soon, yes. Santa Barbara.
Yeah,
we do. Do you have any fans in Santa Barbara?
When do we start?
Yeah, we've got some fans everywhere.
Josh, you don't have friends.
May 23rd, right in Santa
right.
Barbara.
Right, May 23rd.
Is that Wednesday? Is that like a week from today?
Have you heard of the Hollywood Bowl?
Oh, I have.
Well, we're not playing there. We're playing the Santa Barbara Bowl.
Oh. I sold beer there temporarily.
Did you?
It's a great venue.
I hear it's a great
venue. Don't drink
venue.
The beer.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to know. everybody should get it, but I don't really have to tell you that.
Rise of the Phoenix. It's out.
No, you do have to tell. You do have to tell them that.
Yeah. Oh.
Because when I tell them, they don't listen. They think I'm just trying to make money. But when you tell them, they believe you because you're saying that it's good.
I have no dog in this fight. It's seriously fantastic.
Why
it's
would
the best thing you've done
why would these
fight.
Two want money? They've got enough.
That's true.
What are you talking about?
Look, just say, be with me. Come on.
All right, I'll stay with you.
You guys are fucking loaded. And you're doing this for the kids. You're doing it for the passion. I can feel it in your fingers.
For the music?
Jack is singing his heart out.
It's true.
And he made one for religious people and one for Satanists.
Yes.
Why would you not purchase both? Yin and yang, come together,
I didn't
support
think of
the
that
kids.
Anymore. Why not purchase both? $1 million.
Are you eating?
No, I'm getting some nicotine through my gum.
Oh, you're addicted to tobacco?
Yeah. No, not tobacco. Only the nicotine gum.
Yeah.
Oh, you discovered nicotine gum and that's what got you?
No, I smoked for years.
Oh, okay.
This is supposed to be better, although I was checking the internet.
What do they say? Mouth cancer?
It's bad, too.
Mouth cancer?
Of course.
Tongue cancer?
And then I got into the e-cigarette.
You're not answering my question, though. Why is nicotine gum bad?
Not sure. I think it could be some kind of...
okay, you didn't do that much internet research.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit
I didn't want to get depressed.
Right.
Bad for your bones.
Can you take nicotine, a phone call? Yeah.
What happened?
Can you take a phone call?
Yeah, let's talk to some peeps.
Hello, you're on with Tenacious D.
That's
not going to work out. Hello, you're on the phones. You're talking to Jason Ellis with Tenacious D. Hey,
turn down your radio.
That's not cool. That's not cool to be stupid like that. Hurry up. All right, you're fucking...
Oh, my God.
I'll shoot a bitch. I don't give a shit,
KJ.
I'll shoot anybody.
That's an impressive power that you're able to shoot people through the radio.
It's like a drone.
They're dead.
She was just in her car,
and
suddenly a bullet came through the speaker.
It was in the brain.
I feel bad for the other people on the freeway, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I can tell.
Airbags. Get over it. Hello.
Jason.
Yes.
Hey. Play him Awesome World and put him in Awesome World.
No, shut up.
What did he say?
He wants me to put you in Awesome World.
What does that mean?
You won't get it. You won't understand. Okay. It's been a long time.
Oh my God.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Yeah, I'd just like to tell Tenacious D that I'm not getting my tattoo removed, even though the song says so.
Oh, good. Thanks, bro. Thank you, my friend.
Man.
And you have a D tattoo.
He does. I hung up on him.
All right.
Way to go.
I wanted to get more.
Guy tattooed him something.
I wanted to know what the tattoo was exactly.
Yeah.
Call back, dude. You'll get through for sure.
He didn't make it to the end of the song because we said you can get a new Tenacious D tattoo.
You're supposed to say he might get through. It's like there's thousands of calls here. The lines are jammed. I don't know if he'll get through.
I was using sarcasm. We actually have the most phone calls in the history of satellite. Nobody gets through again. You, that dude will never speak to you ever again, and I fucked him.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
But you didn't. I did.
That's right.
So go get Tenacious D's album and buy Death, Death, Thighs one and piss on it. Because it was all my fault. Hello.
You still end out on top, though, because they bought it first.
Hello, this guy wants to talk. Yes.
What's up, Jack and everybody?
What's
up? Man, what about Dallas? Coming to Dallas?
Yes, we are coming to Dallas. We will be playing Dallas.
We're not going to come to Big D, Tenacious D?
I don't remember what venue. Remember last time we were there, we played the Bronco Bowl, and it's not even there anymore.
Do you have a website for the tour dates and stuff?
What's that?
It's the internet thing.
They tore down the Bronco Bowl, but I'll get on their site and say I just heard you on here, so I thought I'd call in.
Yeah, check it out, tenaciousd.com.
But we're worth driving. Getting your pickup.
Last call, you guys have to go. I fucking hate them.
We'll see you in Dallas, bro.
Have to leave.
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got a lot of stuff.
We could do push-ups and shit. It'd be
awesome. I think this was pretty magical. We had a rainbow connection here, guys.
I really like you. You guys are a big
deal. Death, die. Tenacious D.
For both of you, seriously.
And we got parting gifts, too.
Yeah, you guys can have a gift if you want.
We didn't really even pimp the record that much, either.
Tenacious D, it's an album you can buy. I'm going to pimp it when you leave, so don't worry about it.
It looks like you're playing the Palladium Ballroom in Dallas, Texas on July 20th.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah.
Not.
Hello, Random Cola. You're on with Tenacious D.
Hey, what's up, Link?
Hello.
Hey, KG, JB, a big fan of everything you guys do. I just wanted to share a quick story with you guys about the first time I watched The Pick of Destiny. I decided I should get really, really high before I did. I smoked about 5 really good vaporizer rips.
Wow.
And I thought, I don't know, it must have been maybe halfway through the movie. I thought I farted, but I'm pretty sure I shit myself and I was laughing fucking hard. And that's not the sad part of the story. The sad part is I think I sat through the rest of the fucking movie in my own shit before I realized it.
Wow.
I don't have a story about my band at all. You win.
Thank you so much.
It's kind of a happy ending.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is not a shitty story.
The song's not even...
It is.
The song's not even out yet, but I'm playing it off a fucking CD player.
Do you guys have a personal favorite off the new album?
I'll go with the Senorita. It's a deep cut.
Yeah, Josh loves deep cuts. What number is it? What the fuck?
I believe it's number four.
Yeah. Here we go. You guys are the third greatest guest I've ever had on this show. And that is because, Steven Tyler was on the show personally. You're better. But I have to say it because he's in Aerosmith.
Yeah, of course.
And then the other one, of course, is the Prince of Darkness. And I think you would agree.
What are you talking about? You got Ozzy on?
Yes, he came on. He's a friend of mine. He said hello to me one time afterwards, right?
I went
to a gig with Benji Madden and Ozzy went over and was like, hey, how's it going? And I was like, hey, Ozzy. And then he left and I went to Benji, in your fucking face with your Paris Hilton's motherfucker. Did you see that shit?
That's strong.
Darkness. That's strong. Knows me. Darkness. I love you guys. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
I will see you on the road where it collides in fucking evil hell of doom. Fuck yeah.
I'm gonna teach you the Phoenix.
Okay.
And then you get some flame underneath it. You keep it going. The jazz hands go. Yeah. And then you walk away.
Walk away.
This means a lot to me.
Thank you, guys.
Señorita, taste in mamacita, tell me baby what's your name? Oh, Conchita, won't you have a cita, tell me baby who's to blame? I'll fucking kill the man who has done you wrong. My body's shaking out of control. His name is Larry, oh he's really scary, drinking at the fucking bar. Tap his shoulder, muscles like a boulder, tell him that he's gone too far. He laughs and tells me to fucking fuck myself. Now my blood is boiling over my soul. Hey!
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Did you just tell me to fucking fuck myself?
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you to step outside.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've got some things to talk about a little lady named Conchita.
Hey!
Yeah, you harmed her.
Fuck you,
piece of shit.
When my fist connects and Larry falls down to the ground, I see he's cut me with the battle. My pistol rises, cause it's time to double down. Larry runs and chasing out for the run. ¿Dónde estás, mi horse? Allí. Dígame. ¿Dónde estás, Larry? Allí. ¿En los montañas? ¿Dónde? ¿En el cañón? Muy bien. ¿Por fuera cañón? ¡Ándale, pay!
Ah, te amo, mi conchita. Yo tengo hambre para tu boca. Mira mi cara. Soy el fuego para tu beso. Larry in his sanctuary, thinking that he got away with Conchita, oh my mamacita, kissing him upon the face. I fucking rue the day that I fought for you. Now my mind is spinning out of control.